Welcome to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. On today's program, we explore final expenses with input from money coach Cheryl Hansen-Simpson. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. It's not something that most of us like to think about, but we all know that at some point we're going to die. And notwithstanding all the grief and sadness our passing may cause, a factor which can make the situation all the more difficult is the absence of funds to ensure that we are buried with dignity and our financial house is put in order. Contrary to popular belief, preparing for your final expenses does not begin when you have one foot in the grave. In fact, it should begin as soon as you have some kind of regular income.
So the first thing that you really want to be thinking as soon as you start having some form of income is putting aside money for just emergencies. You want to start putting down money just for those eventualities in life. Save as much as you can. Yes, you may not be earning very much right now, but you can forego lunch a couple days for the week or going to parties just to put aside maybe $1,000, $2,000.
Money coach Cheryl Hansen-Simpson. Having a little money in the bank will help you manage the cost of treatment or procedures right away, so you have a cushion as you wait to get money from other financial instruments or accounts. The next and perhaps most vital tool to help you prepare for your final expenses is life insurance.
Now, life insurance, some people say, boy, this don't benefit me because one of them people that when I dead and gone, I'll get the money. But you have to understand, life insurance is one of the key things that can help somebody who is left behind to immediately get cash to deal with your death costs. As soon as you've passed on and your survivors have the documents to prove that you've died, they can access this money right away.
With life insurance, you can invest as little as $2,000 per month and get millions when you die. It is also a good tool to help ensure that all the plans you had in life still get done. So, for example, your children will still be able to go to school, your parents can be taken care of, and so on. Estate planning or will preparation is also an important part of preparing your final expenses, as your will, more than any other document, will help you to ensure that those you leave behind are able to manage financially. Mrs. Hansen-Simpson recommends that as part of preparing their final expenses, persons hire an estate attorney to help them draft a will that will ensure their estate is distributed in accordance with their wishes.
Many people don't realize just because you write it in a will, no means a sort of a go. Because there are different things, that there are laws that govern will making, and you might decide that you never like your husband, so you know, leave him nothing. But guess what? There are laws that state what you can and cannot do in terms of your spouse. When you write a will, it's usually advisable to get, especially if you have complicated, you have young beneficiaries, young kids, or some dependent, or you have property, house, land, to have a lawyer help you to write it. Yes, there's a cost attached, but let me tell you, it's a lot more expensive if you let your death come by and your will not sort out right. It mix up and it not right, and the legal thing not sort out good.
As you should understand by now, spending the time and money to get a properly drawn up will be well worth it in the long run. Another instrument that an estate attorney can help you establish is a trust. A trust is a legal financial arrangement that allows a third party or trustee to hold assets on behalf of a beneficiary or beneficiaries. Trusts can be arranged in many ways and can specify exactly how and when the assets pass to the beneficiaries.
Best you get advice from an estate attorney who can advise you how to set up a trust, to register it, ensure that there's money available to take care of those people I leave behind.
Money coach Cheryl Hansen-Simpson. If you want to learn more about final expenses and other money topics, you may visit Mrs. Hansen-Simpson's website at financiallysmart.org. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.